Laudato Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the newsroom, I'm Emma McCarthy. The Holy Father has frequently shown his pain for the many innocent victims of wars across the globe. He has in no way forgotten them. Vatican Press Office Director Father Federico Lombardi yesterday underlined Pope Benedict XVI's Sunday appeal in answer to the Taliban request that Pope Benedict XVI condemn the civilian casualties of the international forces in Afghanistan. The Taliban request followed the Pope's Sunday Angelus address, in which he condemned the taking of hostages as an instrument of war. Father Lombardi underlined the Holy Father's worry over the spreading of a particularly hateful form of violence that is expressed by the capture of innocent hostages and their threatened death. The Pope underlined that in this way, the horrible and vicious circle of hate and death is further aggravated. This is an appeal, concluded Father Lombardi, to all men and women of conscience who cherish human dignity, respect for life, and the cause for peace. However, the Taliban yesterday killed a second South Korean hostage from the group captured 12 days ago. This morning, Afghan authorities recovered the body of a male Korean with bullet wounds in southeast Ghazni province. The Taliban kidnappers have now threatened to kill more of the 21 hostages if Kabul does not free prisoners by 7:30 Greenwich Mean Time tomorrow. General Tim Grant is outgoing commander of Canadian forces in Afghanistan. He says the Taliban cannot be bargained with.
I think the Taliban are showing that they will resort to anything in order to advance their own agenda.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.